Friends, I'm back. Been a while since I've done one of these, but I'm back. Feels good to be back. I went on a social media break. I thought I had fixed the latency in my headphones, but it's still slightly off and it's messing with me. So shoot, I thought I fixed it. I guess I didn't. I found the setting in Audacity in the preferences called playback. I guess I can't look at it while I'm currently recording. It's like latency. So I set it to -3,000 milliseconds, and it's better, but it's still not quite exactly on. So that's a shame. I can't listen to myself as we're rolling, but I can look at and monitor the audio levels there so I don't overblow y'all with my voice. Not that I'm not typically one to have a very loud voice. I've always been soft-spoken, as they say. And actually, the other night, Dan and I went out. We just went out for a drink. We went out to this new bar that he'd been... Well, it's not new. A bar that he'd been to, but I hadn't. So we got like a drink and a burger. They had $4 Long Islands. Okay? And I was already like in an iced tea mood. And so we were like, what are the specials? And she's like, $3.50 Coors and $4 Long Islands. And we're both like, yep. And let me tell you, they were strong. Oops, I bumped the mic. They were strong. And I realized it's a Long Island iced tea, LIIT, stands for lit. And let me tell you, I got a little lit. And I haven't been drinking as much lately, like in general. I don't really drink that much anymore. But I was lit. And we got into some good conversation. And weird. I personally was very chatty, as usually I get when I have a few drinks, or nowadays a drink, I guess. It was a strong drink. It was probably like the equivalent of like 3 drinks if I would have made it myself. But then the next day, my voice was sore. I'm like, whoa, this feels weird. And then I did a Chris Farley impression like in the afternoon time. And that put me over. My voice was really sore yesterday. It's still, my throat's a little sore today, but you might be able to hear it in my voice, but it was weird. I'm like, I'm not used to this because usually I don't talk very much or very loud at all, you know? There were also like people smoking cigarettes near us, so maybe that contributed to my sore voice. But anywho, no excuses. I'm back recording. Feels good. I missed it. It is 4th of July weekend. Yay. I know there's a lot of people abstaining from celebrating the 4th of this year for various... I keep bumping. I'm wearing a hat and I keep bumping my microphone with the hat. Maybe I should tip it back a little, or maybe let me bring the mic down a little bit so it's more, there we go. Now if I bump the mic with my hat, there's a problem because I will have to bend way down to do so. But yeah, there's a lot of people, I guess, not celebrating this year, but there's some things you can't avoid about this holiday. One in particular being fireworks. Oh my gosh, they have been nonstop all night last night, all last week, like randomly, like during the day there'd be a few, pretty much every night this week in my neighborhood, fireworks. And it wouldn't be so bad if like I could look up and at least see them, but my neighborhood has a lot of very old big trees. And So I can't even see them. So it's not even worth it. It's just the noise. I just the noise. I can't even look up and enjoy them.
Ugh.
Fireworks are weird. Why are we so obsessed with them? We being, not me personally, but we being human beings. I don't get it. They're so expensive too, right? Like, I get going to like a big production, going to like see a show of like professionals putting on a specific show for you. But I never understood the appeal of getting them and setting them off at home. They're dangerous. They're expensive. And if you're setting them off yourself, what, you're going to look straight up? I don't know. Like, aren't they meant? They're meant to be seen from a distance, right? So if you're looking at the bottom of a firework, you're just looking straight up at it. I don't know. What would it look like? I don't know. I don't get it. My dog's nervous wreck. She's biting herself. She gets so nervous she doesn't eat. And then her stomach is growling all night because there's no kibble in there. She cries. Sometimes she barks, which is rare. She's like me. She doesn't bark a lot. She's a quiet girl. But she's a nervous wreck this time of year, and I feel bad for her. Anyway. Been working a lot. And the nature of what I do means that I go to a lot of festivals and a lot of weekend kind of fun activities and things, and I try to talk to people at those events where sometimes maybe they've had a few drinks, or they're like sun bleached, and they're like, you know, tired, and they're like maybe a little out of it. It makes for a goofy time. Sometimes I went to a baseball game yesterday to try to talk about them and try to talk to people about if they're excited for the Solheim Cup. So the Solheim Cup is coming to Toledo at the end of August, right? Yeah, August 31st through September 6th or 8th or something. Which is a Monday. They made it so the last day of the tournament is a Monday, which is probably has some kind of TV reason, but I don't know. It seems dumb because the end of golf is supposed to be on a Sunday, not a Monday. But anyway, so they had me go to the Mud Hens game to talk to people about if they're excited for the Solheim Cup, which, I don't know, I had a rough time with it, because it's, I don't know, it's, like, sometimes I'm really good at it, but sometimes I'm just in, like, a weird, like, kind of mood, and I have trouble, like, just grabbing a person and striking up a conversation, and then getting them to go on camera, you know, and record them talking to me. It's just a weird situation when you think about, like, what actually I'm doing. I'm showing up at a baseball game with a big camera. I'm standing on the concourse, and I'm just trying to just grab somebody who's just trying to enjoy their day, have a beer and a dog, a hot dog. And I'm trying to grab them and get them to go on camera and talk about if they're excited about this golf tournament that's happening in 2 months that they don't even know exists. Because not a lot of people, I think, know about it or know what it is. Or, like, realize, like, how big of a deal it is. At least the average Joe. I mean, I know and I understand what it means, but... So, like, I found... I was trying to, like, look for people that wearing, like, maybe, like, you know, a polo shirt and, like, a golf hat. Maybe look like they might be into golf. So I was trying to, like, take that approach. And then I was trying to look for people who just look like they're, you know, in a good mood. And they're maybe willing to, like, talk. Like, they don't care. They want to, like, be on TV. It's just, you know, sometimes you just have to, like, pretend like you're looking through the lens and shooting something. But you're really, like, spying on people and trying to figure out who's going to be a good candidate. You know, you're trying to read somebody at first glance and see if they'd be good at it. Because you don't want to, like, the feeling of striking out, so to speak, ha, baseball pun. The feeling of, like, striking out with, when you, if you ask three people in a row if they'll do, a quick interview, and three people in a row say no, man, it does not feel good. And it's rough, and I just kind of, at the point, want to pack up and go home, you know? I just want to, I'm done with this. That was not the case yesterday, though, because I found this group of guys. I'm like, hey, how's it going? Having a good time? You know, I try to, get them. I try to, be personable right off the bat before I'm like, hi, I'm with the news. And they're like, whoa. But I was like, hey guys, I'm doing a story about the Solheim Cup. You look like you might be into golf because you're wearing a Nike hat. And the one guy actually was like, yeah, I have a buddy who's going to be working the Solheim event. And the other two were just so awkward. And they're just like, we're going to go to the swamp shop. And so they left their friend there. And he was like, hold on, give me a minute, let me call. So he called his friend who's working the Solheim event, and he was like, hey, man, I need some info on the Solheim event. And I'm like, dude, it's not that serious. He was trying to study, I was going to quiz him or something. He was trying to get information. I'm like, so meanwhile, I'm still on the hunt looking for someone. Well, I spot a group standing around. They're all wearing Nike hats. With the sporty sunglasses, and the sunglasses were on the back of their head. So I'm like, okay, these guys are golfers. So while the guy's on the phone with his friend trying to study up for some reason, I go over to the other group and I'm like, hey guys, doing a story about the Solheim Cup. You guys look like you're interested in golf. Just wondering if you guys knew about it or if you're excited about it. And the one guy was like, yes, I golf and I know what the Solheim is. I didn't know it was coming to Toledo though. And I'm like, perfect. Do you want to go on camera? And he was like, hell yeah. And I was like, hell yeah. It's just, I love when that happens. When someone's into it, cause it's just help me out. I'm just trying to do a job. It's not a big deal. I don't know, maybe somebody will recognize you, maybe not. It's really not a big deal. You know, I would do it. Before I worked in the news, if somebody came up, approached me and said, hey, I just need, a quick soundbite, I'd be like, fine. It doesn't matter. I don't know why people get so weirded out about it. They see me and they duck. They try to duck or they try to be like, oh, I don't want to be on camera. But they'll say it to their friend, but I'm like, I can hear you. I don't know. It's just a super weird situation to be in sometimes. But the guy was great. And then eventually the other guy got off the phone with his friend. And then he's like, can you tell me what you're going to ask me so I can prepare? And I'm like, I straight up said, no, we're going to do it on the fly. And I think I threw him for a loop there because he was like, oh. But we did it. He was fine. I really just needed someone to be like, just give their genuine reaction to the soul. It's not anything that you really need to prepare for. But so whatever. I ended up using the first guy, not the phone call guy. Ended up using a soundbite from the first guy I talked to. So it all worked out. Well, then, got into chatting with one of the little ushers at the gate, and at that point, I was like, I got my sound, I'm ready to get out of here, but he was like, oh, having fun interviewing people, and I'm like, shit, yeah, are you having a good time? Yeah, this is great, whereas in my head, I'm like, I would like to leave now. I'm done with this. I had been there for 30, 40 minutes by that point. And that's just a long time to be somewhere like that. I was like, ready to go. And then he said, so, in the summertime, my go-to hairstyle is braided pigtails. Because I have very thick hair. It's not that long, but it's very thick. And it gets heavy. And I'm trying to grow it out for my wedding so that I can be youthful. So I got to get through the summer with the hair. It's a lot, though. And so having my hair up is hard because then my hair hurts. It's a lot of weight on my head. Having it down is too much because my neck gets hot, you know? So my go-to is just two braided pigtails. It keeps it, it's still kind of down. It's not hurting my scalp, but it's back and out of the way. Well, this usher at the game was like, you remind me of Wendy. And I'm like, oh, who's Wendy? He's like, you know, of Wendy's. I'm like, great. So, do I need to find a new hairstyle now? I don't wanna. I'm like, cool, so now I have that floating around. So apparently I look like Wendy running around. It's fine. It's all good. We love Wendy. She's a nice lady. She makes a good burger. Good fo-fo-fo. It's just so hot. That's the only way that I like to have my hair when it's this hot. You know? I'm trying not to have a headache every day. I'm trying to be youthful with my long hair and also not roast. It's so hot that I'm taking two at least cold showers a day to cool off. Sometimes three. All right, this is something I'm still trying to figure out. Is there a difference between a cookout and a barbecue? Are they the same? Are they different? Are they one of the other? Is a cookout a barbecue? Is a barbecue a cookout? Is a cookout a larger category that a barbecue would fall under? Because, like, I feel like a barbecue specifically implies the presence of barbecue sauce. Right? Because if you're having just a cookout, that just means you're just cooking a meal outdoors. But a barbecue is specifically like, I'm cooking meats with sauce on a grill or like in a pit or whatever. But then I was thinking, is there a difference between the type of event, like the event of a barbecue, the event of a cookout? Are they interchangeable? Or is a barbecue more of a party? Or is a cookout more of a party and a barbecue is like specifically like we're cooking meats? Is a barbecue a form of a cookout? A cookout isn't a barbecue. I don't know. I can't figure it out. Are they interchangeable or are they, is one a category of the other? Is a barbecue a cookout? What's the difference? What's the defining factor if something is a cookout or a barbecue? Let me know. I don't know. Something to think about. Something else to think about. A friend posted something about this on Facebook and it got me thinking about how sometimes when you maybe watch a movie or listen to an album or read a book or hear a concert or something, that's kind of sad feeling that you get at the end when it's over, maybe the next day or maybe that night after it's over, you know, when you close a book, when you finish the book, sometimes you get kind of sad, not because the subject material was sad necessarily, but because it's over now and you're never going to experience that thing for the first time ever again. It's kind of like, it's over. You can always reread a book or rewatch a movie, but it'll never be the first time again. You know? And so it got me thinking, like, if there was some kind of a brain procedure or some kind of like a drug maybe that you could take or that you could have done that would allow you to experience one thing for the first time again, like allow you to forget an experience of something and you could relive it for the first time again, what would it be? Would it be a movie? Would it be a favorite book? Would you do it at all? Would you want to do that? Would you want to forget the first... Well, I don't know if you would... Would it be that you would forget the experience of the first time? Maybe like... I don't know. Maybe then it wouldn't matter because... It would just be new to you again. I don't know. But it's like... Just kind of something to think about. You know, sometimes if you're bored or you don't... Or, you know, you don't have anything to do. If you're waiting online for something or you're just driving and you need to occupy your mind with something, if you don't want to think about whatever else is going on in your mind, you can think about the difference between a cookout or barbecue. You can always think about Prometheus's ship. Or you can think about if you could experience something again for the first time, what would it be? If you could choose. Or would you at all? The ship thing is, it's like, if you have a very old ship that's falling apart, and you slowly replace each part with new wood, at what point is it no longer the same ship? That's the problem. At what point is it a new ship? Is it still the same ship if all the parts are new? Are replaced? I don't know. Is there an answer? I don't know. It's just kind of something to think about. Oh, where are we at? Well, hope everybody has a nice holiday and doesn't scare my dog with fireworks or other people's dogs or veterans that have PTSD. That's the other thing. It's not just dogs. People get spooked. You know? Is it worth it? There's another rhetorical question. Are fireworks worth it? Anywho, I hope everyone stays safe. And enjoys the weekend, whether you're celebrating America's independence or not, or maybe you're just celebrating your own independence from, I don't know, something that you don't have in your life anymore. There's a way you could spin it. I'm celebrating my personal independence from... I don't know. There's nothing that I like have quit. dairy. Celebrating my independence from dairy. Yeah. It's a milkless holiday for me. That's stupid. I might cut that out. No, I'll leave it in. Going on a big long bike tour tomorrow. I'm always off Mondays and Tuesdays, but Dan has tomorrow off for the holiday. So we're going on a big bike tour. We're riding, think it's like 18 miles each way. We're going to drive down to Maumee to Sidecut Metro Park. We're going to bike down to Providence, have a picnic, chill out a little, and then ride back to Sidecut and then drive home from there. So it's going to be pretty hot tomorrow. Like, they're saying, like, heat index of 100. Feels like 100. Wait, is feels like and heat index the same thing? I don't know. I don't know. I don't really care. Whatever. It's going to feel like 100. So that's fun. But it'll be nice. Maybe I'll be able to sweat out that one Long Island iced tea I had 2 days ago. Finally get it all out. I'll be pure once more. Well, thanks for listening. Sorry I went so long in between episodes here, but I did 10, so that's like a good benchmark. Maybe I'll do another 10 and then I'll take another break. I don't know, man. I don't know what I'm doing with any of this. I'm just going off the seat of my old pants here. Just flying by the seat. I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. I don't ever know what's going to happen. And it's fun. Thanks for listening. Follow me on Instagram at 30 New Things Podcast, or don't. Can't tell you what to do. If you enjoyed this, leave a comment or a like or a voice message in I always want to say Audacity. Anchor. Gosh. Anchor. Send me a note. Send me a DM. What have you. Yeah. Thanks for listening. Have a happy independence from whatever you feel like being independent from day. Okay. Bye.